Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Listen, there was a President Donald Trump was on the air with us. The speech was yesterday's program. But today, this is the pastor that prayed before the president spoke. We want to let him close today's program out in prayer instead of us closing out in prayer. How about the answer to our prayer? Closing it out in prayer as he prays for the speech that you just heard in the previous program. Take a look.
I said, praise the Lord, Melbourne. Back on September the 27th, 2016, I stood at this podium praying for then candidate Donald J. Trump. I prayed for divine guidance for Donald J. Trump and a special anointing. I am proud to stand here today to say that I'm praying for President Donald J. Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please bow your heads, lower your caps in honor of the United States. Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for this great nation, that God, you took me out of the United Kingdom. You brought me to these shores 30 years ago, allowed me to raise my right hand to the Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America. I am proud, as so many other Americans are, to be an American. Thank you, Lord, for a president that understands that we are one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, God, for a president that is guiding and leading in an inspirational way that will lift this nation, lift our hearts. Let us understand that it is self-evident that God has made all men equal, that this nation is the greatest nation on the face of the planet, that we are the city on that hill that you've allowed on this planet to shine so bright. Thank you, God, for a president that understands what all the issues are facing this nation, that we should be united as the United States. Thank you, God, that we are not divided by skin or complexion or nationality or orientation, but that we are all God's children. And for President Trump that understands this, I thank you, Lord. I pray that right now, God, you'd bless our military. Remember my son that is deployed and all the young men and women that are deployed all over this earth defending freedom, because freedom is not free. We pray, Father God, for our Congress to have a backbone, that you'll give our congressmen strength, that they understand that they are doing the will of God. They are God's ministers. Father God, give them the courage to lead this nation with legislation that will lift this nation up and away from the crisis that other politicians want to sink this nation into. God, we thank you for a man like Donald Trump who has the backbone and the courage to stand up for Israel, to stand up, Lord Jesus, for righteousness, to make America the greatest country that you've called it to be. For your word tells us, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people who are his inheritance. We are the inheritance of the Lord. We are Americans, and we are grateful that you've shed your love and your grace all across this land, from sea to shining sea. We thank you, Lord. Bless these proceedings tonight. Bless every speaker tonight. Lift this nation up again. Lift us up to understand that we are the greatest nation on the face of the planet, and we will never apologize, because you have blessed America, and we are grateful. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation live.